Are you able to see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's only like a few RR lots I know about
that
are around 1 acre. They're normally Mount Shasta area that can get, you know, the septic down, but it's not common.
So I'm thinking out loud here. For ease of the general population's understanding as well as mine, under the new delineation of risk, to me it would make sense, based upon what we are allowing by right, A by U, it makes sense to me that the minimum RR would be the max for RL. So RR minimum should be 10 acres. RL should be 2.5 to 10. RM would be less than 2.5.
That's how I view it too.
Because the way we just massaged what we're allowing by right, administratively approved or use permit approved, in my mind, that's what I was thinking. Larger area, middle area, higher density, mixed use.
If you look, this table also isn't really, why would it have a maximum parcel size for RR, right?
And that, I was gonna get there.
Okay.
I'm not sure I would have a max on the RR, but it makes sense for RL and RM. But I would do them from largest to smallest. Mm-hmm. So greater than 10 is RR. 2.5 to 10, RL.
Are we talking about the minimum parcel sizes?
Yep.
I wonder if there's any unintended consequences though, if we're doing this, because a lot of the properties in rural residential might be 2.5 acres now, right? If we're...
They're going to be considered in RL, low density. It makes sense. We're not going to allow a lot of build out on a 2.5 acre parcel.
Yeah, and then remember with the RR differences in the parcel sizes, right? It's to dissuade for there in the future to be the RR 80 acres scenario, right? That's better served for ag, you know. And of course, folks can subdivide if, you know, they so wish down the road. But
so are you suggesting a 40 acre max? What our minimum AG2? I guess that would be
maybe 20. A 20 acre.
20. AG2 would be 20, so maximum 20.
Yeah, I'm
good
with that.
You're between 10 and 20. 10 so, and 20 acres.
Yeah.
So what about all those, like, timber parcels? I could think of a number of them that are 80, 160 acres that are rural residential, timber, not TPZ.
Well, those would be non-conforming.
Just non-conforming.
Yeah, we're not...
So going for... Okay, go non-conforming.
For new, right? We don't want someone with... you know, AG2 to then downgrade to RR, but then like the same operations are occurring. You know, just practically it doesn't make sense.
But I do like that idea of just as like for him with Commissioner Fowle, because in my mind exactly I was thinking rural residential, that's why we were asking right at the beginning, how big are these parcels in each category? So, and what were your size suggestions again?
RR would be 10 min, 20 max. RL would be 2.5 up to 10.
And then,
so that allows a little gray area. The 10 allows a gray area. And then the RMs would be 2.5 and under.
Commissioner Fowle, could you repeat? I'm sorry. Minimum parcel size for RR, you want 10 acres.
Yep.
And then RL would be?
2.5
acres. And then RM?
No minimum. Well, it'd be the 7,200 square feet.
Okay.
But it would go up to 2.5. And then left to right, maximum, you'd be at 20.
Okay.
ten. That one can stay at ten. And then the one on the far right would be 2.5.
Like that?
Yep.
No.
So, looking at that, you know how, see how it says 2.5 acres if parcel uses septic? I wonder if we need that at all. That's kind of confusing.
I'd strike it.
This part right here.
Yep.
Yeah.
On the RM on the 7200, do you want to define width and length, width and depth?
Generally, like, they want, you know, the lots have already been, you want a buildable lot, it can't be too narrow, that sort
right.
of thing.
Right.
We don't have any definition in our code as to, like, the minimum, but I think you want to leave it general because sometimes, depending on the terrain and stuff, lots can be configured in different ways.
Well, yeah, if you took 60-foot frontage and then carried it out to 7,200 square feet, you'd have a
really
long,
weird.
Narrow lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think that you'd want to.
No, yeah.
So if you just put the square footage.
It'd be the size of my pole barn.
Yeah, but you don't want, what I'm saying is, don't you want to distinguish between width and length rather than just 7,200 square feet?
That's no, I totally agree. I'm trying to think how we deal with that to prevent, you know, people creating lots that aren't buildable. And I think that's through our BLA process where we look at that, where one of our requirements is, you know, if you're proposing to split your property, you have to show us an exhibit map that shows that this lot, each lot is going to be buildable.
Well, because, see, the problem here that I see mathematically is if you were to take just the minimum width,
mm-hmm.
50, add 15 is 65, add 5 times 2,
you're talking about setbacks.
To, that would be 50, 65, 75, 85. Take 85 times 60, and you're at 5,100 square feet.
Can't do it.
No, you can't.
Huh?
5,100 square feet.
With the setbacks?
With the setbacks.
Do you require a 20-foot garage?
You don't have to build a garage.
You know?
So, no, that's why I was looking. 5,100 is the minimum with those setbacks. How many parcels do we have that are in that 5,100 to 7,200 size?
Probably in the, not in the larger areas of the county, but you think
McLeod
or like the different, like even Greenview is unincorporated, mm-hmm. right? So they might have smaller lot sizes in those type of areas. Think Callahan maybe, you know.
Well, you can meet your setbacks and the minimum width.
And again, if you can't, we always, you know, and it's something that we can provide a variance for also. We're always looking to.
I think I can live with that.
Yeah.
I have a question on the maximum height under the RM.
What's?
So it says 40 feet for the RM, but I'm thinking.
You can build a story.
No, I hear that, but I think it should be taller. And my thought process is if you do these little community type street malls. You know, the ones I've seen.
That'd be 4 floors.
Is that 4 floors?
1 floor is 10 feet.
Okay. So if you have a 10, 12. Okay. I was gonna say like a restaurant with like 10 foot ceilings. That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. That'd
and then
be, that'd
two
be a,
floor, and then two stories
story.
Above it.
That'd be a 4-story building. 40 feet would be 4 stories. Well,
with the short, with 8 foot walls.
Okay, yeah, they'd be 8 foot walls. That would take into account your pitch room.
Well, that's the power of the planning commission.
I was just going to say, I would like.
They're creating this right
now.
Well,
you'd be 32 feet minus 6 for your subflooring. 32, 6, 4, 32, 34 allows for a 6-foot pitch. Which would be a 4-to-1 slope which meets our snow load. Yeah, so 40 feet works for a four-story structure.
But what if you want to do, like, a lot of the newer buildings are having 9 and 10 foot walls.
Can't do it. Unless you get a waiver or a variance.
Well, yeah. If you guys change it right now, you will be able to.
So what's the...
Would you be happy if we increased it to 42?
Well, no, I'm asking, like...
You get 24 more inches.
Why don't you just call it even 60 and be done?
That's what I was going to say.
60 and be done.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say, is like, what am I missing to have it restricted? Like, why is it not 60? Like, I don't know why that's a thing.
How about 56.5?
We just say 60.
Go 60.
60 done. Oops, that's 60.
But you know what I mean? Like, why do people care, is my point.
60.
60.
Well, do I hear 61?
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
But you know what I'm saying? The price of anybody's business.
But again, we can put whatever we want up here, and then the consultants can look and give us advice on it. We're not locked into it.
You know, I mean... Short of building a skyscraper, I don't understand why. Why we care?
I just hope we're not building problems for the future with condensing housing and small lots.
So I'm going to be a devil's advocate here. I'm actually going to jump on Dusty's bandwagon for a minute. If we look at the city of McLeod, is it reasonable on one of those little mill lots to build a 60-foot high structure?
No.
Or is that creating a potential issue? Can you build a 60-foot in the city of McLeod and meet the wind requirements? I don't think you can. You'd have too much exposed surface area for the potential winds that they get base of Shasta, and I believe that may be why we're down at 40.
Okay, and that's what I was asking, is like, why is the maximum height a thing?
I think for McLeod, the height would be a limiting factor due to wind. Not snow.
But couldn't an engineer design for that?
And the architect would have to, and the building department would have to sign off on all this. But if you have it at 60, at least... It plans for the future if, you know.
I'm just thinking in my head.
Yeah, no.
And I can see the California wanting to make it very easy to create housing.
Mm-hmm.
At the expense of the neighbors and the expense of services and whatever.
I'm just thinking, you know, I work in a lot of burned over areas where the community literally needs to burn, to rebuild, reimagine from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been doing that for last number of years. Paradise, for example, where it's basically Greenville. You're starting from like ground zero, and you have a new city you want to develop. And what do you want that to look like?
Yeah, it's just bare land right now.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think I totally understand. Like, downtown McLeod today, you don't want a 60-foot building right next door to you.
You don't want a 40-foot.
You don't want a 40-foot.
There isn't a 60-foot building in the city of Waterica right.
Not even the new county building?
Right.
Or a state building?
Hospital.
The casino, probably, too.
No. Casino's at 46.
Mm.
So maybe that's 50.
Hotel? Hotel with casino?
Yeah.
I think it's the three stories.
It's at 46.
Plus the lobby?
Could we split the baby and call it 50 to allow flexibility?
There are 8-foot floors and the bottom is 10. So you have 30 or 40 with a 6-foot slope roof, 46 feet.
We brought it down 10 feet. 50. Okay. Not knowing, you know, that, but I'm just like...
It gives flexibility.
That's all I want to do is just allow that.
And we'll go over with the consultants what the issues might be, and we can report back on that.
Okay.
You want to look at the commercial zones now?
Please. See if we can't get through this. Commercial zoning.
Basically, we combined all the commercial zones into just one commercial zone for the county.
So if you're in commercial, you're in commercial.
It's just commercial.
What was the thinking behind requiring a full-blown use permit for a single-family dwelling on a commercial while a caretaker or accessory dwelling? Accessory dwelling is permitted, a caretaker is administrative, but all of a sudden single-family requires a use permit?
Well, you figure commercial, you generally don't want housing in commercial, right? You're expecting commercial buildings, that sort of thing. So we're going to require you get a use permit if you're trying to build a single-family home where we're expecting a Walmart and all those things, right? And then once you have a single-family home, we can't actually control whether or not you can have an ADU. That's why it's permitted, because it's once you have a single-family home in California, you're allowed to have an ADU by right.
Okay.
So we've made that permitted. And then the caretaker's unit,
that makes sense.
Yes.
Administered.
Yes.
No question.
Does that make sense now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same with any of the residential things, right? It's a commercial zoning. Why are we allowing housing there? If you want to build housing, it should be, we can rezone it.
Home enterprise, home occupation, on commercial.
Yeah, you wouldn't even get to this point if you didn't have a dwelling already of some sort, right? So if there's a dwelling that you were able to get a use permit for and the dwelling exists, then yeah, you would still need, because you're still using it as a residence, you'll still need to get the use permit. And this is the same requirement, the home occupation, home enterprise. It's the same requirement we require if your house was in residential. So it's consistent in that way. Because it's related to the house, right?
I gotta look at something real quick. Let me back up.
Okay.
Well, commercial,
mm-hmm.
we have low barrier navigation center
mm-hmm.
for a use permit.
Yes.
But we do not even mention low barrier navigation center in RM.
Yeah, and the thinking is these low barrier navigation centers is really people who are transitioning from homelessness, you know, getting their act together, removing the barriers for them to find a job, find housing and stuff. Those type of places might not be appropriate for areas where we're having more established residential settings. So it's more of a keeping the neighborhood intact type of thing. So we want to use permit while they're transitioning, have it in an area which is either industrial or commercial where they're transitioning. And mm-hmm. does that make sense? Otherwise, it's going to be a huge outcry if you say, hey, we're going to put a homeless transition center next to you. You know, it's that.
So I understand what you're saying, but thinking back to our housing element where we wrote in for that, the term with low income or whatever mm-hmm. housing really is that low barrier navigation center.
Well, affordable housing is different.
Right, but same idea, we're limited on commercially zoned parcels where it makes sense to have a navigation center or low income housing. And that's why I'm wondering that. I don't disagree having it commercial, but I'm wondering if it's possible
to add it as
or
well.
Acceptable for an RM. Not an RR or RL, but if you look at the zoning close to the Yreka city limits, where it could make sense, we don't have the commercial zoning to do one, but we may have an RL, or not an RL, an RM.
I'm
just throwing it out there. I'm not
sure. It might make sense, but again, the RM also covers areas like Lake Shastina, also covers areas like McLeod, and you can imagine if we said, hey, we're going to put a low barrier navigation center next to the golf resort.
Okay.
You know, it's just, we don't want to open that, you know. Well, we can, but it's, this room's going to be very crowded when that use permit comes up.
Okay, we push it on to the neighbors.
I'm fine. It caught me.
Yeah, because we're required to have, like, the emergency shelter, the low barrier navigation center. We're just required to allow it in a certain zone, and the most less contentious zone would be commercial or industrial.
Yeah.
You know.
My next is just below low barrier. Mobile home park, recreational vehicle park. To me, that seems fitting in a commercial zone by permit.
That would be appropriate if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't have anything on the next page.
Automobile service station.
Is that on the next page? Okay, yeah.
It's page. On 228.
Seems like so that would be not, permitted.
I guess, why is it not permitted by right?
I think it should be a P.
Okay.
So do I.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering why it was even
a P. Yeah, I think it should be a P.
And I would go down to a department store. Why are we requiring a use permit on commercial zone for a department store?
Again, I would say that's a P.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that yet.
Distillery, brewery, winery.
I would say that's a P.
That's
probably
a commercial use that should be allowed by right.
I would say that's a P. I mean, they still have to go through other permitting processes.
Correct.
Like building and stuff.
Yep. Then on to 229. Truck and utility trailer, storage, large and mini, should be P's, in my opinion.
Okay.
Mortuary should be P.
So, I think for these types, the thinking was they might be more appropriate in industrial zoned areas as opposed to the commercial, right? Because you don't want like the mini storage, right? You typically see those in like industrial parks, that sort of thing. You wouldn't want that to be
in your shopping center.
Yeah, it might not be. You could, but it might not be. When you're building out a community, you kind of want to lay it out. It's just you don't want a strip mall type of look that we can avoid, right? But again, you could put a P. But I think that was the logic and of how this came about. And same with mortuaries. You know, like you could put it in a commercial. But it might be more appropriate in an area where it's, and we're not talking smokestack heavy industrial, but area where it's zoned industrial, where it's maybe not so crowded, as opposed to we're putting the mortuary next to the shopping center where the restaurants. And you know what I mean?
I'll give you the mortuary, and I'll give you the truck and utility. The storage, I personally think it makes sense to have that available and commercially zoned.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Just as permitted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you the other two.
Okay.
How about a crematorium? What are you going to do with it? Crematorium.
Oh, some other
industrial. I would call that industrial.
And that's what I'm saying, like, you know, crematorium, mortuary. Do we really want that next to Walmart or where, you know, the next great restaurant's going or whatever? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Worry because the rural is potential.
Yeah. It's really, but it's just, you know, it's.
Okay.
Auto body shop, I would say P.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too.
Cabinet shop, P.
Okay.
Let's see.
What are you doing with asphalt and concrete?
Industrial.
Industrial, yeah.
Question on the electronics manufacturing. I think NorCal up here.
They're
electronics manufacturing. I get it's industrial. Is there a place where what they do would be appropriate commercial?
I think if what they're doing is floor room display type stuff, but if they're using, like, you know, acid.
Strictly the manufacturing, not sales. Okay.
You know what I mean? If they're dealing with acids and stuff, but we don't want that in a commercial zone.
I get that.
You talking about the Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
So then, it's electronics.
I'm on the next page already for my notes.
Oh, that one, okay. I was just looking at, like, the saw shop again. No, you keep going the other way.
That's the table I'm looking at, if you're on the saw shop. Food processing.
I think that's a P.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a, thank you.
Even ice manufacturing could be P.
Yes.
You know, it's with water, there's no
And then
lumber yard, I think, should be a P also.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of it. Yeah.
I was thinking back to the auto repair garage. You're going the right way, but under there.
Oh, I see.
Because we had auto, I don't know the difference between an auto shop and a repair garage. Then we put, you know, the body shop was a P, the repair garage to be a P.
Yeah, saw shop should be a P.
Saw shop should be a P.
Okay.
Repair garage should be a P. Depending upon your response, I was thinking that a non-retail laundry dry cleaner.
See that? I would say industrial, just with the chemicals that are being used, right? They're talking about for the dry cleaning and stuff. I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, if you're intaking the stuff in a commercial setting, yes. But if you're doing that processing, I don't know if you want that in a commercial area.
Yeah.
You generally see that in Industrial.
Recycling.
As long as we can have that, because we used to have, like, a drop-off.
Yes.
And now
which is fine.
Yeah.
But they take it somewhere. They don't.
Exactly.
They don't do the chemical stuff in town.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I think Barbie would be like, hey, you know.
Yeah. Commissioner Veal?
Well, I was thinking recycling, but that's
industrial.
Industrial. But that recycling collection, is that different than a plant?
Generally, they're going to do it in the same location. You know, I mean, we would definitely allow it in commercial if you want to take stuff in, because there's nothing toxic, or there's no crushing or anything. But
so there is crushing. Small.
Small. But what I'm talking about, the huge, see those crushes.
I see the difference.
You know, that would be like industrial. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't want that in a commercial setting. But collecting in the cans and all that stuff, you could do that in commercial or industrial. But for efficiency, I would imagine they would just want to drop off at the same location that they're sorting.
For clarification, I get timber wood processing, tree to lumber, yes, industrial. But would that also include taking lumber, your hardwood, softwoods, and doing cabinet making, etc., custom? To me, that would fit
that would
in
be
a commercial. But I think we need to be clear, we're not saying a mill in commercial, but a...
You're taking the finished wood product and making something out of that.
Yeah, because more often than not, if you're doing cabinets, beds, etc., you're going to be doing a retail sales that would make sense in a commercial site.
And again, a lot of this stuff, remember, like, if it's a use that we like and it doesn't fit, we rezone. You know, it's always possible. You just don't want to modify your zoning so much where you're losing control of what's being added to it, you know.
So I guess I don't see a row that says woodworking.
We can add one.
I think rather than say permitted here for timber wood processing,
add
woodworking and construction. Maybe?
Yeah.
For retail. Retail, lead it off with retail, then it would be clear that yes, in a commercial zone, that's allowed by right.
Yeah.
And then the one right...
Just retail woodworking or anything else?
Yeah, retail woodworking.
Okay.
That leaves it general enough, but it's clear we're not talking about milling.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a finished product. Mm-hmm. The towing service... Oftentimes, body shop, auto shop is also connected with towing.
Mm-hmm. But generally, this we're talking about where they, the tow trucks, where they bring, you know, I mean, do you run a tow yard in the commercial area? So you generally, when you go to the cities or other, you see that in the industrial area or next to the police station, right? But you don't want to, I mean, you could, but I don't know if you would want to tow. Like,
well, I look at Bruce's, I look at Black Butte. They're multi-use. They do towing, but they do other servicing.
They're downlink at Black. They're downlink Truck Village, right? We're downlink.
Yeah.
No, it's off 97.
Okay.
Right across from the church.
Okay.
Yeah, and what do you call the yard where you take all the damaged vehicles?
Scrapyard.
Crawford's. Yeah, I think that's the difference there. It's like one just has the tow truck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's there to go. You know, you call 3A because you're locked out versus.
Yeah, I think the service in association with bodywork, other retail type business should be allowed and could be an AUP. Wouldn't necessarily need a UP.
Okay.
But then the other, the junkyard thing is industrial.
That I would agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So AUP maybe for the truck towing service?
Yes.
Okay.
Then if it's more than what we just discussed, it comes before us.
Yes. So now we're at truck terminal and truck storage. And again, this, you could allow it in commercial, right?
Industrial.
Permitted, use permit, yes, but not allowed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not allowed in what?
Those big, like.
It's not allowed in what?
Terminal, in commercial.
Well, it's with the use permit.
With the use permit, you could.
Yeah.
But it would be dependent upon scale.
Yeah, you just can't, out of right, just
make,
have
make
100
a little
trucks.
Note, make a little note of that designation. Coming up.
Oh, really? We're getting a truck?
I just...
Well, that's good. It's good. Business is coming in the county.
What is the transport? You got one money.
What?
What you got?
Just stay tuned.
Well, this is big business out here.
I know. Money. Stay tuned.
Welding shop, machine shop, metal shop. I get a use permit, but I personally, in commercial, I would see that as either permitted by right or AUP.
It's tough, right? Because you're thinking, well, it's you would think it's industrial as well. You know what I mean? Just with the sparks and it's just. Do we want?
We're all self-contained. Have to be by law.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe.
Yeah, I would do AUP, and then if it's of a scale that you need to bring it up, then bring it up.
Okay.
Pitching.
Okay.
Let's see. So moving on to greenhouse, nursery. I'm looking
before we get to ag.
Oh.
The wholesale storage and sales, we have permitted by right here, but up on land use, storage large and mini, a use permit.
Yeah, because that storage is like you storing your boat, your personal possessions, whatever you have in that freezer, right? That's the mini storage. But this one here, the wholesale storage and sales, this contemplates the company saying, hey, we're storing all of our TVs here, right? That's gonna be bulk sold to someone, wholesale to someone else to resell. So it's like a warehouse almost, if that makes sense.
To me, they're the one and the same. Similar impact, similar, if anything, this wholesale may actually generate more traffic.
Should we have it at a UP?
If you're gonna be a use permit for one, be a use permit for the
okay.
other.
So UP?
Okay. Yeah, either both UP or both AUP.
Okay.
UP's fine.
I think UP.
As long as we're consistent.
Okay. And then anything under ag and TPZ uses, I
a lot of the ag stuff would just actually be an AG1, AG2, right? That we don't want to bring that into a commercial.
Yep.
You know. So that's why.
With one exception, creamery. I could reasonably see a creamery operating in a commercial zone. They would almost need to.
Because they're just bringing the milk there and processing it there.
Well, like the Rogue Creamery, whatever in Medford.
Yeah.
And then they've got a little restaurant that
yeah,
place
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I would see the creamery as being an AUP.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody that likes gourmet cheese.
Is that still open?
Oh, it's delicious, yeah. Okay, education, public assembly, recreation.
Thinking out loud, place of assembly and recreation facility, why would those not just be permitted outright in commercial? Because oftentimes we see both of those intermixed with grocery stores, hardware stores, furniture stores.
I mean, we could do it in AUP.
A church.
Yeah, we could definitely do it as an AUP.
Well, I'm thinking permitted by right.
Recreation and entertainment establishment?
Assembly and recreation facility, those two. Because government building is permitted by right.
Which section?
Then you jump down to recreation entertainment, and now all of a sudden you're in a use permit.
I see what you're saying.
I'm trying to, for consistency.
I think the thought of that was to give the Planning Commission a little more discretion and control of entertainment establishments, right? Because that is a really broad, right? You don't want whoever is at staff level saying, yes, that that adult entertainment thing, here you go.
Well, sign adult up. Entertainment is already covered, and that's a use permit.
I'm using that,
that
as an example.
That's
a bad example. Yeah, that's a bad example. But
so say it's a water park.
Yeah, something in that same where like the Planning Commission really should just, given whatever it is, have more, knowing that it's going to have a community impact or outcry, potential outcry, that maybe, you know, you guys would want more control of that, but we could put it as a
well,
AUP.
I get that for rec entertainment. I was looking just above that for
oh, okay.
place of assembly and recreation facility.
So AUP, because it's just administrative, it can be done in a couple days type of thing. That still allows us at least to say, okay, they want to put a church here, they want to put a community center there, not a community center, but any lodge or whatever. It just gives us, the county at least, a way to understand what's occurring in these areas, because we have a situation now that we've had an assembly, a place of assembly in a cave for the last 80, 90 years that's never been permitted by the the county, and now there's an issue with that. The county's never known, but if we had an AUP, we'd be like, hey, at least we know there's a couple hundred people meeting in a cave, you know, every few months, right? And then we had some oversight of that, even if it's a skull.
So back to the recreation entertainment establishment, AUP or UP as it was originally? And I'm thinking like that, like an entertainment establishment, like is that like a music venue, like a big concert stadium?
I'm thinking it should be UP.
Me too.
I am too.
And I would also say the park playground should be also, because that brings up issues of public health and safety, compatibility.
I want the neighborhood to know what's
going on. Yeah, park and playground and the recreation establishment, I think, should both be UPs.
Okay. Yeah, so that bottom A, let's delete that one.
Yeah, if it's red, it means it's been...
Well, I thought you added that. We're going to undelete
that. Undelete it. Okay, UP.
There. Leave it as is.
And we want a UP for this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yes, because that would be the same as a resort, which is a recreation in my head. Rest area. Let's see.
A trade or vocational school, I'm leaning towards AUP, not UP, in commercial.
Okay.
I mean, I'm almost really leaning towards permitted by right, but it makes sense that a trade vocational school would be in a commercial zone.
Okay.
I concur.
So AUP right there?
Yeah.
I would.
What about all these other types of schools?
Really thinking forward on these things, let's think of a time when that's established under AEP and phone calls that are to come in because what's going on, I didn't know anything about this, and the director has to say, well, you know, it was permitted like that because it was easier to do it that way, and the public around there is up in arms.
I think that's a good point. I mean, putting a school in an area is a big endeavor.
I mean, just the worst thing that people dislike is traffic. It's the number one concern when you do anything. I know rural guys who don't know that, but I mean, you do know that.
Oh, I do. I mean, would you like to go with that tour?
No, and you can see. I mean, so the traffic is going to be one that people are going to know about. And
but you're in a commercial area already.
I know.
But you could see the commercial business owners being like, "What? Why are you putting a school here? It's really impacting the business community." So, does that make sense for a staff level to be like, "Yeah, we approved it," as opposed to because with an AUP, they don't have an opportunity to come in and voice their, you know, they might be able to send a letter of objection if they see that public hearing notice, you know. But
just think of the director down the road, Jeff. That's going to get the phone calls. See, what is she going to say? We'll take it up with the civilly.
See, I think of the OIT, the DeVry, who are built on commercially zoned parcels in commercial areas with restaurants, and the student population that goes to that attend those vocational schools frequent the rest of the commercial businesses in that area.
Mm-hmm. Well,
feed off of one another.
Mm-hmm. You're just picking at one spot that seems to work.
Four of them that I know work brilliantly. I mean, I could see a vocational school getting put right above Starbucks, and that's commercial.
There is a vocational school up there. The
COS satellite. No, I'm talking about building for small engine repair training. It would make sense to go there.
But would it make sense to just do it in AUP or a UP? Because the process isn't that much longer. But again, it gives the planning commission...
The public hearing piece.
You know, just because it's a bigger project instead of a fruit stand.
I'll concede, but I think it should be easier to build vocational
schools. Realistically, these are probably going to be in incorporated areas anyway, right?
Yes. Most likely, yeah.
It's going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Right. So how did we decide?
Leave it original.
Leave UP.
Okay. Anything on the rest of the land used for commercial?
Um, once again, I would eliminate construction of levee and dike. You can't strike it.
Okay.
And we can always add or remove things from this because it's going to be in the ordinance and we can just do a new ordinance.
Yeah.
Now, towards the bottom, once again, we have a third type of storage. This one is residential storage building. One. As opposed to our two previous storage, I think we should continue consistency.
So residential storage building, that's like you have a house, we're going to allow you to have an additional accessory building that's designed for storage.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
So that's different than the commercial. So we don't want that in a commercial.
Thinking center. Different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay. So on to
development standards.
The development standards. So this is commercial, so we got the 50, 80, also 70, 60.
This one I could see maximum height being 60. As long as it met building code.
Now on a commercial zone, I'm thinking, you know, like the Rayleigh Shopping Center. Now granted, this is incorporated, but just say a Rayleigh-sized shopping center wants to go to Grenada, Gazelle. Yeah. 2.5 acres ain't gonna cover a shopping center size that, and that's also commercial.
So when it says 2.5 acres, that's the smallest that the county is going to allow if you have to run, you operate with
septic. Oh, that's a minimum, okay, yeah. I missed it. I was thinking 2,000 square feet to 2.5. I see it's all in the minimum. Never yeah. mind.
So that 2,000, that's if you're on city water, right?
Understood.
That sort of thing.
Understood. So there is no maximum.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Because you want them to be able to build as big as they need to.
That's what I was.
I do have a question on the setback on the minimum front. This is a 10-foot.
Yeah, that's.
Seems narrow.
And yet for Ag 2,
like
TPZ,
50. Yeah.
RR, those were all greater than 10.
It doesn't.
10-foot, I guess if you were pulling immediately off the street into a parking spot, maybe 10 is enough, but for a commercial entity, 10 doesn't seem like enough.
And the original, in our current text, it's actually 20, so.
Okay.
I think 20 minimum.
Yeah.
Keeping safety.
Would it, would it please the Planning Commission, besides the changes that you have requested already to the development standards, if staff took the current dimensions and put it into this table, because I'm looking at it and a lot of some of this stuff was changed by the consultants, right? For the side setback, even for commercial, you know, well, no, they don't have any, no, that's consistent. Because I basically what I'm saying is if there are things that in our existing code that make more sense than what's on the place, should we put that in? And so you'll see it in the final review, because sometimes there might be a mistake that the consultants made.
I think with the changes we're making, we're getting
you're comfortable with it. Okay. Yeah.
And I guess on the side setback,
you figure there's shared walls a lot with your commercial buildings, maybe, right?
Are you allowed to do that anymore? State code, building code, are you allowed in new construction to have two buildings owned by two different property owners actually touch? I thought you had to have a distance. There's got to be
a gap. I couldn't answer that. I do know there's a footnote in our thing where it says there's really no, our current code says there's no side setbacks. However, if your commercial district is adjacent to like residential, then you need a setback.
Okay.
Right, for
there's a common wall for commercial buildings, common wall.
They didn't get rid of that. I thought they got rid of that here recently.
I don't think so.
I think if it's one owner on the parcel and you can have shared walls with separate businesses, but if you have two parcels abutting one another, each with buildings, I don't think those can have a shared wall.
Could be.
I think wall can only occur on the same parcel under same ownership.
Could be. I know it's happened before, but yeah.
Could we just make a note that you guys will look into that to make sure we're compliant?
And that's kind of what I was saying, like where it doesn't make sense, we're gonna make some additions and bring those back to you.
Okay.
It's like in downtown Etna, you can't build a Farrington building anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, that one works because it's all owned by one person, but you have five different businesses.
Up on Lane Street, the two boys that had the mortuary built together, and then it's hard to separate the...
So are we on the industrial?
Yeah, I think we're on the downhill now.
Yay. Okay, so...
Industrial will be easier, I think.
Yeah, I think we're going to breeze through this one, right?
Don't jinx it.
So, industrial...
Okay, now I'm going to be going the other direction.
Okay.
Do we really want family daycare homes in industrial areas? I don't think so.
To what page are you on?
238.
Where are you seeing?
On at the bottom of the first table on page 238, family daycare home.
Okay.
I don't. That should be a line through there. I don't.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's opening up a can of worms.
Yeah.
In probably not safe.
Yeah. Likewise, the residential care facilities, those are, I think, more appropriate in the commercial.
Okay. I think the logic, I'm going to delete, but the logic was thinking like, yes, it's zoned industrial, but there's really no development in that area. We have vacant industrial buildings that can be renovated for these uses. Does that make sense? Like,
I would agree with you, but then at the same time, if you have a neighboring industrially zoned parcel and somebody wants to come in and put an asphalt batch plant, by right they can do it. Is that really what we want next to a residential care facility?
No, I agree, but that was the logic where they were thinking. And it's, again, it's coming from a more urban setting where they're thinking about revitalizing downtowns and stuff, and it doesn't really apply to Siskiyou County context. Same with boarding house and rooming house, right? They're taking these old industrial buildings and refurnishing them.
I just don't want to get this position where we're allowing through use permit an activity
that shouldn't be.
It's going to become non-compatible
with other
permitted
an activity that's permitted by right.
Yeah. So maybe we should think about removing the rooming house, skilled nursing facility, all those.
Those are would be best in commercial, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, hospitals are commercial, right?
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think.
I think your care facilities, etc., commercial, and then you could move into residential, which we did allow. I don't think they fit in industrial.
If you look at the screen, is this consistent with your intentions?
I'd leave the transitional there,
okay.
Because then there won't be much incentive to stick around very long. you'll get in and get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Or you stay because there's work in the industrial
area. Right.
Okay, commercial uses.
Again, none of these are really controversial, except for maybe the bed and breakfast thing, right? Do you really want a bed and breakfast in an industrial zone? I think that's the same.
You're not allowing vacation rental. You shouldn't allow bed and breakfast.
So we'll take that out.
Yeah.
Daycare center. Again, that logic was like, well, maybe your parents are working in that, but then again, do we